High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Ball Alert, welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast, available everywhere you get your podcast. Please continue to like, share, and subscribe. Our YouTube page at Baller Alert TV. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
BT, what up?
Yali in the building.
Hey!
How you doing, my brother? Appreciate you pulling up on us.
I woke up this morning. You can curse. I can't.
Yeah, you can curse.
Say what you want.
I woke up this morning. How y'all doing?
No, I appreciate you pulling up, man. We're going to get in your business. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah.
Now, when you walked up, you was talking about my jersey. You was talking about the Falcons. So
he was talking a lot of shit. Now the cameras get to rolling. He's like,
nah. I was talking shit.
So you're from Ohio.
Yeah, from Ohio.
What part of Ohio?
Dayton, 937.
Dayton, okay.
Yeah.
It's a couple folks I know from Dayton.
Yeah.
How is Ohio? How is it like, you know, living in Ohio?
Ooh, I don't live there. That's how it is.
Damn.
More? Or is that where you grew up?
I grew up there. Okay. Left home at 17. I ain't gonna hold you. None of my bros that I none of my day ones is even alive. So it's just really one of them situations where you gotta, if you're trying to make it and what I'm doing, sometimes you gotta leave, get lit, then come back. So it's like, okay, you know, we gonna listen to bro because he making moves and he foot on ground and he keeping it 100 with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, yeah. But it's, I guess it's going through a rough patch for a long time because it really ain't no, like, I don't want to say no money, no jobs, but it don't got a lot of the therapeutic places you can go.
Like it's not like industry
New York
where
and
you
LA.
Can come to LA, New
go
York.
Go to LA, go to the beach, put your toes in the sand if you're having a bad day, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Go New York, you can, you know, it's just when you're having a bad day back home, it's like you just want beef with somebody type shit or you got to,
so,
you
know. Well, if someone were to visit Dayton, what would they do?
Hoop. Find somewhere to hoop.
Go play basketball.
House. Yeah, go Waffle House. Go play basketball.
That's it. Like no clubs or
hell no
malls or
mall got shut up.
Casinos
that got shut down. Nah, you got to go to Columbus or Cincinnati, really, okay, if you want to have some safe fun.
How far is Cleveland from?
That's far.
Okay.
Like 2.5.
How about Columbus?
Yeah, you got to go to Columbus. Like, even when artists come to Ohio, they go to Columbus or Cincinnati to perform.
Yeah, I think Bow Wow put Columbus, Ohio on the map.
Do you agree?
Shit, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like the first person that
I heard. And then you got Jake and Logan Paul. They from
Ohio. Oh, they are. Yeah, they are from Ohio.
Okay.
So you got them, Holly Berry from Ohio.
I did not know that.
John Legend from Ohio.
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
The
Of course, LeBron is from
the King.
Ohio.
Everybody know he's from
LeBron,
Ohio.
Steph Curry from Ohio.
What do y'all mean Steph Curry's from Ohio? I thought he's from North Carolina.
Nah, he's from Ohio.
He was born there.
Born and raised, and then left. And the shit, Dave Chappelle was raised in Ohio.
Dave Chappelle still lives in Ohio.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Used to work at it. That's one of my only like celeb friends, I could say.
But you had to get out, you said.
Yeah.
So what did you go do? Like, go out and do what?
I chose, I knew I had a gift, so I wanted to explore it. It really wasn't like, 10 years ago, really, we ain't had this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Social media?
Social, mm-hmm. like.
Content.
This type of content where you could, you know. So I left home at like 17, turning 18, moved to the East Coast. I couldn't afford to live in New York, so I had some money saved up. I moved to North Jersey.
Pursue your rap career, right?
Yeah, I'm not a rapper.
Okay.
Artist.
Yeah.
Sing and rap and write.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You don't like to just say rap.
You don't like to say rap.
Rapping is too easy. So I want to do, like, I'm singing my rap lyrics, really. That's kind of, but I'm rapping on this EP that I'm dropping.
So you singing like Usher singing or you singing like Luther singing?
No, more like I'm going to be honest. They say if you mix like a Adele, Sam Smith, and Polo G kind of. So like.
Okay. Harmony.
Yeah.
You're giving us some harmony.
Your harmonies, when I was listening to
a couple
records, you kind of remind me a little bit of like J. Cole.
Oh, the rap.
Yeah.
The message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the videos, the visuals. It's like, feel like it like brings your lyrics to life.
Yeah. I like to, cause I got a lot of, when I first started making music, I ain't gonna lie, I was younger, so I was trying to do what everybody else was doing and bitches and hoes and all that shit. But then when they like, bro, you've been through some shit. You should tell them like a piece of your story. But I'm like, I don't want that to fall on deaf ears. I could talk about bitches and hoes all day. That's easy.
Then mm-hmm.
But then I put out a record talking about some real shit. So getting the DMs from that song Fire, that beat hard, and then getting the DM saying, bro, this song saved my life. Like, I wake up every day listening to this shit to get my day started.
And what song was this?
Lamar Jackson, Witness, Can't Sleep. So it was like, which DM feel better? Like, this one really feel better, you feel mm-hmm. me? Like this nigga really just said, you know, like, I get all kind of DMs now, like,
that, you touched them.
From the heart.
Yeah, from the heart versus just, you know, that's a dope beat, you know.
Yeah, that's like what a lot of artists, you know, you would like a song, but you really like the song for the beat.
Yeah.
And I like artists that have people that buy into you.
Yeah.
And not just the song. I want to hear more of you because I want to hear you grow.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up? It's your boy Yali, and you're now tuned in to the Baller Alert Show.
Where'd your name come from? Yali.
My sister, you know, my family.
That's your nickname?
Really my real name, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
But yeah, so sensitive to my teachers.
So this is on
Yaya,
your
my nickname.
Yeah. Yaya is your nickname.
Yaya, my nickname. Yali, my name, yeah.
Yali is your real name.
Nah, it ain't on my driver's license, but
okay.
My whole life, that's what I've been called. Nobody okay. calls me my government name except when I get pulled over. But yeah, man, I just wanted to make music that, like I said, that turn up shit is like a wave. Waves crash. That shit that I do now is like a lane. Like, lanes don't crash. They go on and then they branch off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be a lane and not a wave.
What made you want to become an artist?
My mom, a gospel singer. My dad rapped in the day before he got locked up. So my mom had like a basketball scholarship, and then my dad had a football scholarship.
Oh, damn.
So my senior year in high school, I could have played football or basketball in college somewhere, but I chose music again. I was young and didn't know
much. So you turned
down
the scholarship?
Scholarship for football, but yeah. More like financial aid, D2,
understood,
for basketball. But what I'm saying is, like, the high school I went to, I thought it was going to be like that in college. I didn't know. Like, the best didn't play at my high school. The cafeteria lady's son played because that's the cafeteria lady's son, and we lost games because this motherfucker, he ass. But she, you know,
you
and
really
then
downplaying dating.
No, I'm not. No, dating hard body in sports, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm saying, like,
certain
schools, you go to politics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because my mom took me out the hood, put me in an all-white school for a couple years. So,
okay.
So
you're like, why is he?
Yeah, why is he playing over my nigga, right?
That
every
cafeteria.
Time he get in, he force a fumble, he get an interception. Every time he get in, he force a fumble, get an interception. But buddy over here is getting cooked every time, but he the trainer's son.
Yeah. Understood.
So I'm like, bro, if college about to be like that, nigga, I ain't about to go to, like, what? I don't even like school anyways. And then I got to sit back and hope, one, you know what I mean? But
you went from one politic to the next because the industry politics is way crazier.
Yeah.
I disagree. It depends on what type of music, what type of message you put out. Because can't nobody tell me when I can get in the game and when I can't.
But also, do you feel like it's how far you want to go?
At the end of the day, I feel like if you can, your music is hitting people here, you're going to keep climbing. Like, I pray a lot if you really listen to my music. So God been opening up mad doors. Like, I really, like, not just got a message, but I'm really a foot on ground type nigga. So when I pull up and do a meet and greet at a school, you can look, you know, this 200, 300. Kids popping out. I got white moms DMing me telling me their 12-year-old white daughter missed out because they took them out of school sick. What school you pulling up to next? Because I want my daughter want a hoodie or an autograph. So it's like, wow, you know.
That's dope.
And I'm from Ohio where it's segregated, where like a black kid in a white neighborhood, you know what I mean?
It's still like that in Ohio?
Hell yeah. Sundown towns. Remember when the George?
So I know what the sundown town is.
Hell yeah.
We ain't allowed over there, my
nigga,
boy.
Nigga, when the sun go down,
you ain't supposed to be over
you
there.
You and I, we can't be around that area.
Be outside.
Yeah.
Sundown town. Look that up when you get
time. Sundown town.
Or watch Lovecraft Country. They have an episode about sundown town.
Yeah.
Oh, very
wow.
Scary.
It's very, yeah. Whites only water fountain still, but you can drink from it, but it's you in the wrong, you know what I mean? Like
sundown.
They don't play. And then when the George Floyd shit happened, all the protests. So I was back home during that, and we had a lot of white people, older white people speaking up. Like, look, I've been wanting to say something. The deed on my house say I can sell my house to anybody but a colored person.
Oh, wow.
So if I got to live in that city to go to a good school, but you can't sell your house to us, how the hell we going to, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So really, that systemic shit really go hard back, you know, back home, mm-hmm, in certain areas.
They show love, yeah. LeBron,
so,
though.
Do you think that all this stuff that you had to deal with affects and is the reason why you are so articulate with your music?
Bro, I watched my pastor get murdered at 8 years old in church after Bible class. That's at 8. I watched two of my friends get murdered in front of me before high school. I'm talking blood on my shoes. You'll see it in a short film. I kind of try to portray it how it happened. So a nigga really grew up, like, part of my brain grew up fast. Like, man, you play video games, you see guns kill people, but that's cool, or you watch it on TV, but when that shit happened in front of you, too many times. You know what I'm saying? It hits you different. So you like, you look at life different. You move different. You don't go certain, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you playing with fire, you're going to get burnt. That's why when I really be meeting some of these artists, they be talking the shit on their records, like, bro, you ain't really been through no shit. You probably been in a situation that had your adrenaline going, but you ain't really been this close. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, you ain't been this close enough to be like, we do this shit to get away from this shit, not to stay in it. You feel me?
So how are you mentally? How do you deal with living every day?
Shit, nigga, I probably need therapy. The fourth song on the project called Mental Health, but at the end of the day, like, that shit really affect your sleep at night. You know?
Like PTSD.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know what PTSD was my whole life until it became a thing. It's just something that I've been dealing with. So mm-hmm. if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Is the music your therapy?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
The response from the music is my therapy. Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting a professional to help you and guide you through, you know, your thoughts and the things that you may, you know, with all the things that you've been through, are you open to seeking that type of help?
I know therapy can help me. It's just hard for me in my mind. I'm gonna try it one day.
Please do.
But it's hard for me in my mind to pay somebody that don't understand all the shit I've been through piled on top. Because after making it out of Ohio, I had to live out of my car. Went hit rock bottom a couple times, living in a room with no windows. So it's like my grandma was murdered while I was living out of my car. I didn't get to make that funeral. So at the end of the day, it's like it's a lot of shit piled up. And it's like, I don't know. For me, it's hard to just talk to somebody and really believe that they gonna understand what I'm going through when they ain't been through none of the shit that I've been through or had to deal with. You feel me?
I think you'd be surprised if you just, like, you're open to it and if you just follow through with it. And just, if it doesn't work with the first one, there's many others, and just finding mm-hmm. the one that is best fitting for you.
Yeah.
I just think that the idea that you're open to it is a step.
Yeah, that is a step. Yeah. And go get therapy if you're listening.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up? It's your boy Ali, and you're now tuned in to the Baller Alert Show.
Are you signed?
Independently, yeah.
Independent as in, is it your situation? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's talk about this music. So I was looking at these videos. It's four or five parts?
Four
parts.
Four chapters, yeah.
Four chapters, and it's a summary of kind of what you've been dealing with your life.
Yeah, just so you know.
Who's this kid that's rapping the lyrics on part one?
That's Lil Bro. Shout out to 28.
That's your real Lil Bro?
Nah.
Okay. Because so he's funny. Rapping it word
funny
for word.
Story about
he's doing
him
a great
when
job.
I was in the when I was in Irvington, New Jersey. Shout out to Irvington. Shout out to Newark. Shout out to Jersey. But when I was living in Irvington, that's like the worst part of Jersey, by the way. A kid reached out to me in the DMs, and I saw him and his little friend rapping. But I'm like, they just need a little help. So I did a verse for him. So he was cool. And then we just followed each other. I never met him. And then I moved to L.A. after the pandemic. His family moved to L.A. So I'm like, buddy, we followed each other on Instagram. I'm like, buddy, been visiting L.A. a lot. He like, nah, I live here. After I DM'd him, I'm like, where you live? He lives 6 minutes away.
Wow.
That's crazy, right? So I'm like, bro, I need a favor from you. He like, yeah, nigga, you look, you know. And he young, like 17. So I need you to play me like 10 years ago. I need you to learn these lyrics like it's your song. So then that's why you see the flashback between me and him. And he kind of understand it because where he from. So,
no, you're dope, bro. I'm definitely, you know, you're here because we think you're dope. And definitely think that you have a future ahead of you. Now, what's the plan, though? Like, what's your next situation? Like, what's your plan to do? What are you planning to do?
I just can't wait to go on tour. That's
on your by yourself.
Open. I don't care who. Open up. I ain't gonna say no names, but.
Oh, you already got something in place.
Nah, I thought I did, but I was pulled to the side and said, and this would hurt. Like, you performed the other day, 2 weeks ago. You killed that shit. Then the main act came out. Your show, your part of the show was more lit than they part of the show. So they team is like.
They don't want you to go on the road.
Like you gonna outshine the main act.
Yeah,
that's politics though.
That's politics.
That's politics. It happens in our industry too. That's what we're talking
about. Yeah, but that shit really hurt as the culture, as the music. Cause I'm not there trying to outshine nobody. I'm there trying to.
You trying to do your thing.
Trying to be me, saying my message. You feel me? Yeah. Cause you know I asked the crowd. Cause I got a song called "From My Grandmother." I miss you. I feel like God didn't take it away from me. The world did. So a lot of people, I said, yo, who in the crowd lost somebody that feel like God didn't take them away? The world did. So this me on stage, this 200 people, 300 people. So I'm like, who want to share? Because I shared my story. So Buddy, like, he raised his hand. I'm like, what happened? Like, my dad just committed suicide last week. So I'm be like, dance on my page.
Wow.
So I'm like, so the whole crowd, like this energy just took over. So they like. You hear the crowd, oh, like, you know. So I'm like, what's his name? And then Darren. All right, we love you, Darren, on 3, 1, 2, 3. We love you, Darren. So he like.
Proud participation.
And then the next one, I'm thinking somebody going to say I lost somebody 9 years ago. So that shit hit me. I can't even look dude in the eye because I'm like, that's a different type of pain. You feel me? And then the next dude, like my friend overdosed on fentanyl.
Fentanyl,
yeah. Last week. So then I'm like, man, drop the song. So we shouted out his friend. You dropped a song. I'm performing a song. Buddy crying. This dude crying. A girl crying. And I'm like, I can't look at them because I'm going to fuck around and, you know, start thinking about my grandma. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But after the show, like I said, getting them DMs type shit, like, bro, like, you asking my friend that, like, I'm like, you really.
Yeah, you going to have fans for
like,
life.
Really, yeah. So, and I wasn't even doing it for that. I'm doing it because I understand, like, we all go through shit. And while we going through it, we feel like we the only ones on earth going through it. That's just human. That's just how I be. But when you know somebody else going through it too, it kind of give you like.
Just hearing your story, man, like you really got a crazy story. Just, you know, just sitting having this quick conversation and stuff with you. I'm like, man, that's crazy. But now it kind of explains everything with your music and like.
Yeah.
Just what type of person that you molded into, because. You said like you was making the type of music that you was talking about women and drugs and stuff like this, and then
not,
you
know, drugs but women.
Well, and typical rap, typical rap stuff.
Stand on the couch, turn up bottles, pop out,
But yeah, just you know, now everything makes a lot of sense now when I see what type of artist you is, like your demeanor, everything.
How old are you?
27.
27.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would also say I thought. Therapy was like for crazy folks, people who, you know, don't got it all. But I would like to just share with you that therapy gave me clarity on a lot of shit that I was dealing with. It gave me clarity in like my past relationships. I realized that it wasn't them, it was me. and I was immature, and you know, I wasn't ready for a commitment.
Trauma type shit.
Yeah, it was like trauma. Like, I never saw a committed relationship growing up. So, like, I was just reacting acting what I saw and what I thought was normal to me, which wasn't to be faithful. So, but it wasn't until I spoke to somebody professionally to help me unpack that shit that I realized, oh, okay. And I wasn't even ready because I was doing all this at a young age, and I'm over here like, I'm making babies, and now I'm over here like with multiple baby mamas, and I'm just realizing, oh, as someone's helping me unpack this, this could have all been prevented had I would have had some clarity in my life. And I couldn't blame my dad because he's a product of his environment. I couldn't really blame my mom. You know, these are my parents are from the island, so success to them, and I close it out by saying success to them was a little different than success to me. Like, my dad having a job with health benefits was success. Mm-hmm. Me, I wanted to follow my dreams. But speaking to a therapist and a counselor helped me navigate through all that shit. My mom really wasn't my mom. Like, she was like, she worked a whole bunch of times. So I was raised by my grandma a lot. Mm-hmm. So I kind of gravitated more to my grandma. So like, me and my mom was like friends, you know what I'm saying? So like, but I needed someone to help me understand why me and her had this type of relationship that we had and why I gravitated to my grandma the way I did. So it was a whole thing, and I only wanted to share that with you because I didn't think that I had nothing. You know, we always just think, yeah, we all right, we good. Yeah. But sometimes we not good.
That's a fact.
And we have to say, I'm not good.
A lot of times we not good.
That's the problem. I know my sleeping, I already know I ain't good. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I just wanted to share that with you.
Nah, that's deep, bro.
Just try it, though. Like, I want you to try it soon because I think that'll also make you I think you're already dope. That's why you're here. But bro, I think with
take
the right,
it'll
take you to another level. It's gonna unlock.
Cause it's gonna unlock some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we got anything from this interview, bro, because I think you're dope and the content that you're putting out is dope. And again, I was telling my coworkers, like, wanted to get you on here before you blow up. Cause you gonna blow up for sure.
That's love, bro.
And I understand how this works cause you know, we just know it just take time, bro. You gotta be patient with your shit. But yeah, you're dope, bro. Trust me.
Thank you, bro.
Everything take time, and a lot of, you know, a lot of people that's in your position, you know, Rari can contest, man. We done seen them. We done seen a lot of yous. Like, yeah. You be sitting right here, then you be like, damn, you remember we interviewed him last year? Now he's like,
yeah,
he out of here.
Yeah. That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
if
Rari say, yo, I believe in this guy, I'm like, I trust you because we can name over a handful of people.
That's dope.
That the same thing was like, you see him now, like, damn, this person is like, wow.
But like, for in closing, what I'm gonna say is, when you were explaining your show and you had people emotional, see, those shows are the shows that people remember. That's why I think you're gonna go far, because it's one thing to go out there and just rap some shit and then, all right, appreciate y'all, follow me on Instagram, boom. But you shared an experience and you had people. That's why your followers and your engagement is a lot more accurate. And
yeah, they're core. Yeah, they're more core.
And you just continue watering those seeds. You know what I'm saying?
People always remember the way you make them feel.
Facts.
People always remember how you make them feel, whether it be good or bad experience. They always remember it. And thank you for joining us. And before we get out of here, we got a pep talk with Yali.
My name Yali. The message I want to leave is, I feel like... try to become fully yourself. We put a negative connotation on being fully yourself. I feel like a lot of people aren't full of themselves enough where, and it don't mean no cocky or arrogant, but when you full of yourself, can't nobody else tell you who you are, or can't nobody, society can't steer you where they want to steer you. And also, I want to say, the man that invented the light bulb didn't do it for money. He did it because we needed light. The man that invented the loaf of bread didn't do it for money. He did it because he wanted to eat. So create something, invent your light bulb, and just know every day we wake up, we walking around and using somebody else's idea. So try to come up with something to invent, you feel me? That's it.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.